Go to overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/online-therapy to get 20% off your first month of cognitive behavioural therapy, with weekly sessions online with a therapist, in addition to worksheets, a journal, meditation and yoga videos, and unlimited messaging. There's strong evidence that CBT can help people who hoard, and accessing therapy online can be affordable and accessible. Find out more and get your discount at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/online-therapy.
Now on Broadway, An Enemy of the People is a New York Times critic's pick. Jeremy Strong is one of the great actors of his generation, hails the Chicago Tribune in a performance the Wall Street Journal praises as powerfully affecting and bitterly funny. Michael Imperioli sets off sparks, cheers the Hollywood Reporter. Victoria Pedretti is luminous, raves variety. From director Sam Gold and playwright Amy Herzog, An Enemy of the People is urgent, electrifying, and haunting, declares USA Today. An Enemy of the People on Broadway through June 16th only.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder podcast. I am drowning in stuff and trying to find a way out. Listen as I explore the issues and delve deep as somebody profoundly affected by hoarding disorder. Find out more, including links to subscribe to the podcast and all of my social media at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk. Finally, I am not a doctor. I am just a hoarder doing her best. So do seek professional support if and when you need it. Hey, how are you? I am plodding on. I'm doing okay. I am talking today about what to prioritise when you are living in a hoard and you can only do the absolute basics. Maybe you're depressed, maybe you're ill, maybe you're burned out, or maybe, like me, you are grieving. If it's hard to get motivated or energized to do anything, I know exactly how you feel. And I'm going to talk about ways that you can approach this situation, because this is the situation I'm in. I'm struggling to do anything that isn't absolutely essential. I'm struggling to care about anything that isn't absolutely urgent. So I said last week about de-hoarding when you've got no time, that the fact is that things getting worse in your home will make your time situation worse. And in the same way, doing nothing when you have no energy will mean that your energy is even more challenged in the future when your home is in a worse state. So even if you feel like you can't face doing any of it, have a listen to this episode to see whether you can start to see the tiniest, most gradual way forward. So we all know what it's like, don't we? You get in from work, you take your shoes off, you flop down on the sofa, and you look around you and you think, I know what I should be doing, but I just can't. Or you wake up in the morning and you're in a deep depression and you can't even bear to lift your head off the pillow, or you have been de-hoarding for ages and ages and ages and ages and ages and you've just hit a wall, it's easy at that point to stop. Just stop dead and do nothing. And it's tempting at that point to do that. And that may actually be the answer. But before you conclude that stopping is the answer, I want you to listen to some of these thoughts and ideas that follow, just to see if anything breaks through your armor like a little chink of light, just the tiniest thing. So when you're in that situation and you can't bear to do anything, or you can't imagine ever having the energy to do anything again, ask yourself, what is the most effective thing I could do with the time and energy I've got? It might be a tiny amount of time or energy. But given that that's the situation, what can I do that will be most effective, that will have the biggest impact, given my baseline of very little? And that's going to vary from person to person. You might have 5 minutes de-hoarding energy in you. You might have 20 seconds de-hoarding energy in you. And the state of your home and the kind of things you struggle with in your home all mean that the answer is different for everybody. But just look around and try and be really kind of objective, like, I have this amount of energy. I can perhaps stand up and take one bag to the bin. I perhaps have the energy to bring one thing from the front room to the kitchen when I go in to make my tea. Given that I have the energy to take one thing from this room to that room, what's the most effective thing I can take? Also, be careful that you don't use up what energy you do have with busy work. Busy work is those kinds of tasks that keep you occupied but don't actually have a lot of value. They pass the time. And I think busy work can have its place. That's a controversial opinion, but I think it can. But if you're in a position where your energy levels, your capacity is so fragile that you really have to limit what you do, busy work is not the thing to occupy yourself with. Use the energy you do have to do something that will actually push the needle a bit. When you can only do the absolute basics, especially if you're a perfectionist, but a lot of people still have quite high standards for themselves, high expectations, high hopes that they can still get things done. And that can be motivating. But if they are too high, then what happens is you can't possibly reach them. And then you feel really disappointed with yourself. You feel angry with yourself. You feel like you've let yourself down. And so I would say, if that's your pattern, look at the expectations you have for yourself and cut them in half now. Then cut them in half again. And go for that as an expectation. You can still exceed it, but it's better to be wrong in that direction than it is to constantly have really high expectations that you can't possibly fulfill when you are feeling like this. If you are struggling to care about anything, about the state of your home, about the state of yourself, about the state of the world, try to find one thing that you care just slightly about. Maybe you don't care about anything, but a hot bath at the end of the day might just help your mood. If that's the case, use that to motivate you so that if you store stuff in the bath, you get it out. Or to motivate you to clean the bathroom a bit or tidy the things that are sitting on the shelf around the bath. If you can find something you do care a little bit about, hone in on that and see what de-hoarding tasks you can do that might make that a bit more possible. And always ask yourself, what are your priorities? Not what are somebody else's priorities, not what you think your priorities should be, not what somebody on the TV says your priorities should be. When you are running on empty, you don't have the capacity to indulge other people's priorities. If you can identify what your own priorities are, that's the things to put the effort into. And if you're struggling to prioritize because you have no energy, no care, do you need to think about safety? This can be a good thing to prioritize. Are there things on the floor that might hurt your feet, like a broken bottle? Could you get out of your home in an emergency? Do you need to clear space for a plumber or electrician? Say there's a problem with your running water. If you really, really are stuck on what to prioritize, those are good things to start thinking about. And think about what direction you're aiming for in general. Now, the state you're in now means you're not going to be galloping in that direction, but that's okay. You can do the slowest of shuffles in that direction. But if you know what that direction is, it helps to orient you. It's like a compass. You know which direction you should be facing. And have a tiny goal in mind. Not clean the kitchen. Not even clean the kitchen surfaces. Go tiny. Do you need to empty the crumbs out of the toaster? Can you put one piece of scrap paper in the bin? Go tiny with your goals. And again, you can exceed them if you can. But aiming for small means you're not setting yourself up to see yourself, your endeavours and your entire life as a failure, as can happen if you set a big goal that you're just not in a position to achieve. Pick one thing. Is there one thing you can do? Try the hummingbird method. In episode 124, I talked all about the hummingbird method, and it can be a really useful way to set yourself up to succeed rather than set yourself up to fail. The gist is that you just set yourself down in an area that needs some work doing. Without massive expectations, you just put yourself there, and often you will find yourself taking action, sometimes without even noticing. Definitely when you're in this state, don't go for the energetic tasks. You're probably not up for flinging boxes around the room and shifting shelves, but a pile of old books that you want to sort for donation might be the kind of placid task you feel up to. Think about ways you can make things easier for you. If you can book a pickup or a collection of your donations, do it. Some charity shops will collect. Even if it's not perfect, even if it's not the charity shop you would normally go to, or even whatever, it doesn't matter. It'll do. Think it'll do. If you're giving something away on like buy nothing sites, do so on the condition that people collect. You're not in a place to be delivering. Make it as easy as possible for you to succeed. Make it easier to succeed than it is to fail. And ask yourself what's easiest for you to sort based on your previous experience. And what's easiest for you will be different to what's easiest for me or the next person. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's easiest for me. For you, what requires the fewest decisions? What requires the least emotional energy? Go for that. Start there. And try. If you have to stop, you have to stop. But you might make some progress. And if you don't try, you won't make progress. Do you have comfort TV? Some people call it like guilty pleasure, but I don't really like that because I don't think we should feel guilty for those things. Comfort TV, comfort music. Again, set things up to help you succeed. Make things as easy as you can. And if that involves your 45th rewatch of Friends or some daft music that nobody but you likes, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. And don't even think in terms of expecting you're going to do an hour or even 20 minutes, if that feels impossible. 2 minutes is great. 5 minutes is amazing. Have realistic expectations. Ask yourself whether there's one task that you can pick that whatever else happens, you will do it every single day. Maybe it's emptying and reloading the dishwasher. Maybe it's wiping down the bathroom sink. Maybe it's keeping your bed clear. Having that one thing to hold on to will help to remind you that you're capable and that you can do things, even if you feel like you can't. And don't ignore the reason it's so hard. Seek help. If you don't know why it's so hard, also seek help. Maybe you're anemic and a month or two of iron tablets will perk you up. Maybe you're depressed and it'll take a bit more work than that. Maybe anything, but if you don't know what you're dealing with, you don't know. And if you do know what you're dealing with, see what's available that might just help to lift you out of this. If you can set some kind of reward system, some people find that helpful. Not buying things, do I need to say that? Your reward isn't going on eBay or Amazon or Vinted and getting something, but it might be that bubble bath. It might be a takeaway. It might be a phone call with your best friend. And above all, be gentle. Be gentle. Be gentle with yourself. Think about what Meg Kissack said in episode 131. Sometimes self-care is urging yourself to do the thing because that's the kindest, most loving thing you can do for your future self. Sometimes self-care is stopping and not giving yourself a hard time for it. That line isn't always easy to see. Hard to work out where the line is, but all we can do is try. And sometimes we do the best we can, and the best may not look that impressive, but anything is better than nothing. 1 minute is better than no minutes. 10 minutes is incredible, and you deserve a nicer home to live in. Do you want to be a de-hoarding darling? You can be now at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/darling. If you love the podcast and want a bit extra, you can finally sign up to subscribe. Members will get an exclusive monthly post with an additional top tip, some podcast and music recommendations, and a personal update from me about how things are going. Find out the full details at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/darling.
Now on Broadway, An Enemy of the People is a New York Times critic's pick. Jeremy Strong is one of the great actors of his generation, hails the Chicago Tribune in a performance the Wall Street Journal praises as powerfully affecting and bitterly funny. Michael Imperioli sets off sparks, cheers the Hollywood Reporter. Victoria Pedretti is luminous, raves variety. From director Sam Gold and playwright Amy Herzog, An Enemy of the People is urgent, electrifying, and haunting, declares USA Today. An Enemy of the People, on Broadway through June 16th only.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So I am not a fan of comedian Jimmy Carr, but on the principle that even a stop clock is right twice a day, what he says here on the Brain Mentors TikTok account, it's kind of true. Have a listen.
There's nothing you can buy in a shopping mall that you will give a fuck about in 10 years. Nothing. There's nothing for you there. Fast forward, do something for you in 5 years' time. Don't buy the thing. You don't need it.
In the vast, vast, vast majority of cases, he's right on this. However pretty it is, however cheap it is, however much you want it. Okay, thank you for listening, and I will speak to you next time. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder podcast. You can find more online at overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk. You can find me on Twitter at That Hoarder and on Facebook at Overcome Compulsive Hoarding with That Hoarder. To find out more about how you can support the podcast and the overall project, go to overcomecompulsivehoarding.co.uk/support and do subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss any future episodes. There may be links in this podcast that earn me money. This doesn't come at any extra cost to you if you ever make a purchase through the links, and it helps to support the future of the podcast.
On Broadway, An Enemy of the People is a New York Times critic's pick. Jeremy Strong is one of the great actors of his generation, hails the Chicago Tribune in a performance the Wall Street Journal praises as powerfully affecting and bitterly funny. Michael Imperioli sets off sparks, cheers the Hollywood Reporter. Victoria Pedretti is luminous, raves variety. From director Sam Gold and playwright Amy Herzog, An Enemy of the People is urgent, electrifying, and haunting, declares USA Today. An Enemy of the People, on Broadway through June 16th only.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.